WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police are investigating an officer-involved shooting last night around 10:30 in the 5300 block of Mallard Drive near Leonard Road. According to the report, officers responding to a disturbance call first made contact with a woman. While talking with her, a 33-year-old man approached and refused to follow officer commands. An officer then shot the man because his movements were consistent with a person pointing a handgun. The man was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he is in critical condition. 3.5 years after the Bryan City Council gave the go-ahead for a large West Side housing subdivision, developers return to ask again for a major change.
More than 600 single-family homes and duplexes are proposed to be built in the Edgewater subdivision, located behind the Autumn Lake subdivision north of Villa Maria. For the second time, developers want to reduce the space between homes from 7.5 to 5 feet. In 2013, that was opposed by the fire chief. Planning and Zoning Commission Chairman Bobby Gutierrez recalled the first debate when they considered the request last month.
Of course, we always want safety. We want safety between everything, but sometimes we got to look at the air on the, let these guys do what they're going to do.
City planning staff was concerned the reduced separation could increase the risk of what they called conflagration, which the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary defines as a large disastrous fire. But staff recommended the change and was unanimously endorsed by the P&Z board. That's one of two zoning-related issues on tomorrow's council agenda for first-round consideration. The other is rezoning land along Boonville Road surrounding the New Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, which borders Carter Creek and the back of Wheeler Ridge. The proposal is to build up to 150 apartments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board is spending parts of 3 days this week interviewing seven candidates for the superintendent's job. Consultant Butch Felkner of the Texas Association of School Boards gave instructions to the board last week.
The purpose of this first round is to see how quickly people can think on their feet. Because many times as superintendent, you have to think on your feet. You have to articulate an answer and listen to what's being asked and articulate the answer back.
TASB representatives will not be present during the interviews. Only school board members will be involved in the 90-minute closed-door sessions with the candidates. The interviews are taking place at the Phillips Event Center today, Wednesday, and Thursday. The Texas A&M System's Rellis campus will have an advisory body that includes the mayors of the Twin Cities and the Brazos County judge. That's according to College Station Mayor Carl Mooney, who was appointed at the council's last meeting.
So I leave it to the will of the council.
Mayor, I appreciate your comments, and I think that it's very appropriate for the mayors to be on this committee.
Mayor Pro Tem Julie Schultz made the motion. The locally elected leaders were part of a Research Valley Partnership Committee that had called for a new Brazos County Community College, something that is now on hold with the Rellis campus hosting a training site for Blinn College. 11 Caldwell ISD students and a bus driver were treated for injuries following a crash that killed the driver of a pickup that rear-ended the bus. DPS reported the truck driven by 95-year-old Delbert Lightsey of Caldwell hit the bus after students were dropped off along Highway 21 in front of the Cooks Point Methodist Church. And a suburban Houston woman is out of jail on bond after she was arrested for driving the wrong way on Highway 6 south of College Station and causing a five-vehicle crash. DPS reported the pileup last Friday morning around 2 a.m. near the Westward Ho exit resulted in one woman going to the hospital with a broken leg and other unidentified injuries. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Maya Mallinson of Spring was arrested for DWI, intoxication assault, and illegal possession of the prescription drug Vyvanse. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 67 degrees. You can text us to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The 11th annual Spring Bridal Show and Benefit is Sunday, February 26th at the Expo Complex. Visit with local wedding professionals offering everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $15 at the door or $10 in advance online at babv.org. Proceeds benefit Pink Alliance. Bring your fiance. Grooms are also eligible to win the $1,500 in door prizes. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for giveaways leading up to the bridal show. See you Sunday, February 26th at the Spring Bridal Show and Benefit, babv.org.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Storm system will move out of the areas just south of Arizona and head our way. Cloudy today with the risk for a shower or a sprinkle. Temperature 65 to 70. Maybe an isolated shower tonight as well, 55 to 60. Cloudy and breezy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Some of those thunderstorms may be strong. Look for temperatures to fall through the 50s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Clearing and breezy Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it was a big weekend for Aggie sports as the women's basketball team took down Tennessee yesterday. Meanwhile, the men couldn't hold off Florida on Saturday. And in the Aggie Classic, the A&M softball team earned a perfect 4-0 record. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So a chance of a sprinkle. They're telling us a sprinkle.
Just a sprinkle.
Just a sprinkle. A little bit.
Tomorrow, that sprinkle turns into something a little more serious.
Yeah. We got two big storm systems, apparently. The Northeast is going to get it one more time. Matter of fact, it already started. And then we're going to get a whole bunch of liquidy type stuff down here, but even in North Texas, I think they're going to get some snow. So
yeah, my relatives up in New York said they're supposed to get like another foot.
And they just had that, what, last week?
Yeah, wow. And it's not just a couple inches. I mean, yeah, it's all nice and dandy when it's Saturday or Sunday and you don't have to go out in it. But
sure. Then when the real world comes back, there you are. So prisoners in an Atlanta prison have been sneaking out and then back into the prison with contraband. And apparently they've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
A federal complaint reports prisoners leaving the prison through holes in the fence.
And so they're leaving.
They are. They leave and come back with cigarettes, alcohol, cell phones. Get this. Possibly even weapons. You think?
Imagine that.
Okay, let me see. Get a gun or a carton of cigarettes. Which one would bring me more money?
That's like saying possibly drugs also.
Yeah, exactly. Last month, a hole was spotted in the fence that was deemed big enough for an adult man to fit through. What are the guards doing?
Right?
Don't they have a job?
Isn't that all they're supposed to do?
Video of the activity has been handed over to the FBI, so now people in Atlanta can rest assured that that'll stop pretty soon.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I was going to say, why would they go back? But then I was thinking,
there's money to be made there. They get three hots in a cot. So they're figuring that's a better word. Plus,
it adds to your sentence if you get caught, I would imagine.
Well, yeah,
you know?
But the most important thing is maybe those are the guys who are in charge of the remote control, you know? Which, if they get out and have to go back into society, they might not have.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Having never been in prison.
Yeah. I wouldn't know either way.
Yeah, yeah, just saying that maybe that makes a difference. You know, you get to sell contraband and have control of the remote control, then. Yeah, it might be worse.
You're like the Donald Trump of the prison system.
There you are.
There you
exactly.
Go.
Yeah. Good morning meeting.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
6:14, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so here we go. It's the 13th of February, and we know what tomorrow is. There's no reason to go into that. It's just 44th day, 321 to go. And it is World Radio Day.
Hey.
All right.
So good for us. If this were not it, we would be doing some other job that, well, keeps us inside.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. National Tortellini Day. Had no idea it had its own day.
Me neither, but I like tortellini.
Well, sounds good to me.
So
yeah.
Favorite stuffing in a tortellini?
Ooh, just cheese is great.
Yeah, cheese does well. The thing is, much like boudin, you pretty much need to know the people making that stuff.
Yeah.
Good point.
If you're going to eat something that has stuff on the inside, know what it is. Because, you know, it's too late when they tell you afterwards it was like turtle tortellini.
Terrible surprise.
Turtle tortellini.
I just did the alliteration thing.
Yeah, it worked.
National, tortellini. Yeah, National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Well, you mean like with a rag?
Yeah, I think that's probably, you'd get that little air thing and do that. Yeah, sure. I mean, right. Put that on a post-it note on your screen.
Right, exactly.
But you need to get to that sometime
soon.
Ignore
it for, forever.
Mm. All right, and I don't know how this one came about. Madly in love with me day.
Oh, well.
Ladies every year, on the day before, lavish their significant other with, before you lavish your significant other in your life with all your love, step back and prepare by focusing as much attention on yourself.
Oh, that's every day for me.
Well, also, is it, what did we call it? Galentine Day.
Galentine's Day. Yeah.
Anyway, the concept behind Madly in Love with Me Day, which is on the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, founded by a California self-help guru. Okay.
Oh.
Author of a book called Madly in Love with Me. Oh, okay. So, in other words, she was just pumping her book.
Yeah.
All right, got that. Mm-hmm. It is a flirting week. Now, last week you should have dumped your insignificant jerk.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now you should be free to flirt.
Free to flirt, mm-hmm. And go do that. All right, we got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Prince Michael Jackson Jr. is 20.
Please.
20. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
wow.
His kids have just grown up so much.
Yeah, crazy. Mina Savari is 38 from American Pie and American Beauty and lots of other things. Both of those with American in the title. Pretty interesting, yeah. Randy Moss is 40.
Hey.
Yeah, football.
Okay. Okay. Has he settled down and become an okay person, or is he still a bit of a pill?
As far as I know, is he
a bit of a pill?
Is he the one who's recently been making like conservative statements and stuff and been getting jumped on for it?
I don't know.
That's
okay. Maybe
it might
so.
Be Randy Moss.
I just remember he was a bit of a problem when he first signed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Robbie Williams is 43. Okay. He was a British pop star. Mm-hmm. Henry Rollins is 56. He's pretty funny. He's he's that big, muscly, tattooed metal singer guy who's also been in like movies and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he's like a Harvard graduate or something.
Wow.
Or professor or something like that. Danal Gibson is 59. That's Mel Gibson's brother.
Really?
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a brother. Mm-hmm.
And it says younger, more talented.
Okay.
So, more talented.
I don't know what he does, but okay. Peter Gabriel.
Oh,
is
all right.
67.
He's been around.
Yeah. Shock the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Oh, Coach
70.
K. 70.
Yeah.
All right.
And his name doesn't sound anything like it.
No, he didn't.
He looks
spell
good
it right,
for 70.
He does. I didn't
and for a
he's
coach.
That old.
Yep.
Jerry
yeah.
Springer is 73.
Oh, my.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We just thought that was the lowest common denominator. We just keep getting surprised,
right?
Don't we?
Oh, at least before it was like confined to daytime TV. Now,
yeah, now it's everywhere.
Stalker Channing, also 73 today.
Uh-huh.
Peter Tork from the Monkees is 75.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Kim Novak is 84 from Vertigo.
Yeah.
And Chuck Yeager is 94.
Wow.
Test pilot.
Really an honest American hero, I think, probably.
Mm-hmm.
He was test pilot and broke a lot of speed records. Wow.
Cool.
That's all right, 94. Good. 618 right
now. Krashenko with your money now. Verizon Communications will start selling unlimited data plans today, the first time it's offered such a service since 2011, and a sign that intense competition is forcing the nation's largest carrier to respond. Sprint, AT&T, and T-Mobile have been chipping away at Verizon's customer growth, thanks in part to those carriers' aggressive pricing for unlimited data. The new plan is a stark change in strategy for Verizon, which has spent years trying to get customers to pay for data based on usage and recently raised prices on certain fees. The Senate is poised to confirm President Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary, despite complaints by Democrats that Steve Mnuchin failed to protect thousands of homeowners from unnecessary foreclosures when he owned One West Bank. Finance Committee Republicans unanimously voted in favor of Mnuchin after committee Democrats boycotted the vote. Crude oil down 36 cents at $53.50 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060.
1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
621, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTW. You can text anything into us just about any time. Well, anything that we could use.
Yeah.
Or entertain us. Okay, 979-695-1620. So, Filipinos in Germany may be far away from home, but their loved ones are nearby their hearts in Valentine's Day because they sent them a lot of money.
Oh.
Because there's a company that can keep track of this, money transfer company World Remit, analyzed the remittances from Filipinos abroad and found that those in Germany were the most generous, sending home an average of $32.50 more than your usual right around Valentine's Day last year.
Okay.
Again, because they got the information.
Yeah, interesting thing to track.
Yes. Next hour, we'll have the average amount that people spend on Valentine's Day, just so you can get your guilt on, okay? anyway, following closely from the were the Filipinos in Norway. Oh, this is just of Filipinos. I get it. Okay. Filipinos who have loved ones back home send more money from Germany than any other country. That's how they do that. Okay. So second is Norway, and then third is New Zealand. Comparative data wasn't available. Central bank statistics showed that Filipinos in U.S. America send the most money home overall, though, followed by those in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Well, yeah, they're over there for doing oil business. So that's it. There's our report on Filipinos and how nice they are. Now, the Westminster Dog Show is coming up, starting tonight, by the way. It's on TV. We'll talk about that later. But a border collie named Trick rocketed to a win full of four-footed focus at the Westminster Show in its agility contest that it had Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do all sorts of stuff before they do the you know, best show stuff, and that's what's coming up the next two nights.
Okay.
Anyway, and next door, also tackling hurdles, tunnels, and weaving poles, were some decidedly rare breeds like cats.
Oh.
For the first time, felines sidled up to the nation's premier dog show as part of an informational companion event.
Wow.
Showcasing various breeds of both species. I don't know that this is going to end well.
Cats at a dog show?
I know. Well, but are we now in the world of inclusiveness? Is that have we gotten to that point now? Now, well, you remember,
we don't want to offend the cats.
That's right,
Scott.
Remember in Ghostbusters they said dogs and cats living together. Anyway, included cat.
That's, you know, I was looking for that.
Yeah, for that right
bite,
there.
Yeah.
Now, last week I just happened to see a dog agility show on TV, and most of them were Australian Shepherds, which are really amazing.
Yeah.
They go through this circuitous deal where they go over all sorts of different stuff in like 40 seconds. I don't know that a cat's that interested. So, I mean, what does cat agility mean?
I don't know. How do you train a cat?
Well, and I'm thinking that it's probably not a timed event because the cat's going to do it basically on the cat's
when
timetable,
it wants,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a cat for almost 12 years, and I can't train it to do anything, so I don't understand how people are doing this.
Well, maybe that's the whole purpose. They want to show you that cats are good, too. Cats are different. Cats are wonderful. Anyway, cats at the Westminster Dog Show.
Interesting.
2017.
It's only a matter of time before they get their own show.
That's right. Oh, they do. They have a cat show, but all they do is put them up there and people stroke them and say how wonderful they are.
So
but, you know,
pretty.
They don't
have to
do anything because they're cat.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, chase a sunbeam. That's it. Good. Chase a sunbeam. Oh, yeah.
Has anyone ever said to you,
you should be a model?
Or you should be on the cover of a magazine. Here's your chance. Brazos Valley Bride Magazine and the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley are hosting an open casting call for their bridal photo shoot. Be at the Expo Complex Sunday, February 26th from 12 to 1:30. You must be at least 18 years old and you don't need a ticket to the Spring Bridal Show to be a part of the casting call. No bridal attire required, just a fresh face and a winning attitude. That's Sunday, February 26th from 12 to 1:30 at the Expo. For details, visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
So have you ever worked really hard to cook a meal for somebody and they criticized it? Well, that can make you kind of sad, or maybe it's even a little annoying and it might make you a little mad, but this woman clearly overreacted. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 33-year-old woman named Jody Eklund from Merrimack, New Hampshire, cooked her boyfriend some spaghetti last week, and when she asked him how it was, he said it was, quote, okay. Well, that set her off. She punched him in the arm, punched him in the face, and then kicked him out of their apartment. When the cops got there, she told him to stay out and threatened to shoot him if they came inside. Meanwhile, she started throwing her boyfriend's stuff out of the window into the parking lot. The cops eventually busted in after several hours, and fortunately, she didn't follow through with her threat to shoot him. But she was charged with 6 felonies, including criminal mischief, criminal threatening, and reckless conduct, all because her spaghetti was just okay. Like I said, maybe a little bit of an overreaction. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Join Brian Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Brian Broadcasting, and the Arts Council. Council of the Brazos Valley.
Good morning, 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW Infomaniacs. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Got to be a pretty nice start to the week anyway. We know we've got rain on the way, but let's look for a high temperature today, probably about 71 degrees. 59 for a low temperature tonight. There's a slight chance of showers at about 20%. Tomorrow, it gets up to 90%. Going to be a different kind of day. Temps will be, warmest part of the day will be the very beginning. 64 is as high as we'll get. Then the temperatures start to fall as the front passes through. And we'll have winds shifting around to the north at about 20 miles per hour. So could be some heavy rain there. Mostly cloudy and 43 for low temperature on Tuesday. Wednesday up to 60, then 65 on Thursday and Friday. And the sunshine comes back and that'll be right. Right nice. 91% relative humidity right now. Winds out of the northeast at 7. We've got overcast skies, and it's 67 out there.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Arguing about politics almost never results in someone changing their mind. In fact, it often has the opposite effect. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
The psychology behind how we relate to each other is fascinating. For instance, there's something called the illusion of asymmetric insight.
And the illusion of asymmetric insight is the belief that I am an iceberg and that you only see the very top of the iceberg coming out of the water. But you tend to believe that everyone else in your life, you can see what's beneath the water.
David McCraney, author of the book, You Are Now Less Dumb.
And you have this deep insight into others. So that's what the asymmetric insight is all about. I can see into you, but you can't see into me. And we tend to think the same thing about our political beliefs. If you're one side of the aisle or the other, you tend to believe that, well, the other side just doesn't understand us, how deep we are, how nuanced we are, how complicated we are. But you believe that you understand everything about the other group and you can see right through them.
You'll notice that when you have a political argument with someone, you almost never convince the other person to come over to your side.
Because as you drudge up things from Google and you start presenting, like, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? All you're really doing is causing the other party to dig in and believe even more strongly than they did when you began that conversation. It's not a good technique if you're trying to pull somebody around to your way of looking at things.
So what does work?
First of all, you need to, if you're going to try to present a message, make it as simple as possible. Do not present mountains of data. That will not help your cause. And really don't expect one argument to make a difference. It takes many exposures to truth to get people to move over from their beliefs.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A man is in critical condition after a Bryan police officer shot him last night while responding to a disturbance call at a home on Mallard Drive near Leonard Road. According to the report, the man refused to follow officer commands and his movements were consistent with a person pointing a handgun. Officers provided first aid until medics responded and transported him to a local hospital. This afternoon begins 3 days of closed-door interviews by the Bryan School Board in its search for the district's next superintendent. Their consultants from the Texas Association of School Boards will not be present, but TASB's Butch Faulkner shared instructions with the board last week. He said the goal is to find out how quickly people can think on their feet.
What you are looking for is look at their nonverbal as well as their verbal. Look how they sit, how they're what they're doing, and how they how attentive they are to you. How can they articulate an answer? You know, do they look at you all? Or they focus in on one person? You know, whatever. Because they're bringing their A game. They're not hiding it in the truck or the car. It's going to be here. So this is you're going to see this. So you want to make sure that this person you feel is going to be a good fit for you.
The last question candidates will be asked is their salary range.
If they give you $250 to $275, don't grab your heart or fall out of your chair or, you know, or just go into hysteria. Just write the numbers down and let it go. These folks have done their homework, okay?
The 90-minute interviews will be held at the Phillips Event Center today, Wednesday, and Thursday. One of the hardest areas hit by flooding in Bryan last May is the location of a proposed apartment complex.
Tomorrow's city council agenda includes first-round consideration of two zoning-related matters. One involves land along Boonville Road surrounding New Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. Up to 150 apartments can be built on the six-acre plot, which is bordered by Carter's Creek and the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously endorsed the request last month. Answering a question of who's responsible for paying flood insurance, Commissioner John Bush says that falls on the apartment owner.
If there's financing involved at all on the property, the lender must require flood insurance if any vertical improvements are located in flood zone. The type and cost of that flood insurance is determined entirely by the type of flood zone that it's located in.
Another unanimous P&Z recommendation going to the council involves the Edgewater subdivision in West Bryan. The developer wants to make changes that includes reducing the space between more than 600 homes and duplexes from 7.5 to 5 feet. That was opposed by the fire chief 3.5 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A new advisory committee for the Texas A&M System's new Rellis campus will include the mayors of the Twin Cities and the Brazos County judge. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney was appointed by the council after learning Andrew Nelson and Dwayne Peters are joining the group.
And it is their opinion that it would be best for the judge and the mayor of Bryan to serve on that committee. they also made some comments to me about whether or not I would serve on that committee.
In a lighter moment, Mooney was asked about having the time to serve.
I would like to propose that Mayor Mooney be put on this committee.
I would agree with that, assuming Mayor Mooney is willing to do this.
I'm just buying bigger candles.
Mooney, Nelson, and Peters have been active in the Research Valley Partnership Workforce Initiative Committee that had called for a new Brazos County Community College until the system and Blinn College announced a partnership that will be based at the former Riverside campus. A College Station business was damaged Friday morning by a woman who was accused of driving her SUV into the building four times. According to the arrest report, 50-year-old Nikki Smith was arrested for recklessly engaging in conduct that put her husband in danger of serious bodily injury. That's after Smith screamed and yelled at her husband and daughter and was throwing things around the office. Police report the SUV hit a brick pillar where her husband had been standing, and an employee ran to get out of the vehicle's path. The collisions were hard enough to cause the airbags to deploy. A Caldwell man died after the pickup he was driving rear-ended a Caldwell school bus Friday afternoon. DPS reported the truck driven by 95-year-old Delbert Lightsey struck the bus after some students were dropped off. Caldwell ISD officials tweeted the bus driver and 11 students were released from the hospital Friday after receiving medical treatment. The crash was on Highway 21 between Caldwell and Cooks Point in front of the Cooks Point Methodist Church. A five-vehicle crash involving a wrong-way driver took place at 2 in the morning last Friday on Highway 6 south of College Station. DPS arrested 22-year-old Maya Mallinson of Spring for DWI, intoxication, assault, and illegal possession of the prescription drug Vyvanse. According to the trooper's arrest report, one person was treated at a College Station hospital for a broken leg and other unidentified injuries. A semi and several vehicles were in the ditch after Mallinson was reported driving south in the northbound lanes. Mallinson is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $19,000. And in April of last year, the College Station City Council approved the first of what could be four gateway monuments welcoming motorists to town. This past week, construction appeared to be completed on the monument at the northwest corner of the freeway and University. Online at WTAW.com, you can see photos of the 11-foot-tall monument and a solar panel behind the structure. At the time, the council approved the $75,000. No decision was made on the locations of the three remaining monuments, as well as the future of six existing welcome signs. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 67 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
6:38, you know, I think bed bugs used to be a big city problem. You always hear about that maybe up in the northeast or whatever. And we've done stories about how bed bugs are down in this part of the world too. Well, that doesn't mean just Houston or San Antonio or Austin. It can be right here in Bryan, College Station. Bed bugs are something that are pretty serious because they've made a huge comeback. They are real bugs, not just something that you were told when you were tucked in at night not to let the bed bugs bite. But the bottom line is ABC Home and Commercial Services are professionals. They are specialists. They can take care of this problem if you've got it. And remember, if you travel, you may bring them back to your own home. Or if you have somebody going to school someplace, they may live in a dorm. It may come from there. It's a lot easier to get bed bugs now than it used to be because we're such a mobile society. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate. And absolutely, you need somebody who knows what they're doing. So if you suspect you have bed bugs, call ABC for a free evaluation. Tell Bobby Jenkins that you heard about it right here. You can reach him at 361-0500 or abchomeandcommercialservices.com. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Low pressure moving out of Mexico looks to affect the region over the next couple of days. We'll have clouds day. We may see a stray shower before the day is done, 65 to 70. Chance of a shower tonight, 55 to 60. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be strong. Temperatures will have a tendency to fall during the day into the 50s. Clouds, breezy, colder tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the women's basketball team earned a win yesterday over Tennessee in Knoxville. Meanwhile, on Saturday, the men fell to Florida on the road. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. And in Aggie softball, the team earned a perfect 4-0 record this weekend at the Aggie Classic. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll have a tendency to rain. I like that. Just a chance that there might be a little bit of rain out there.
There's so, a tendency. Yeah,
we'll see how all that kind of stuff happens in the meantime. So it would appear that a poster of President Donald Trump that included a misspelling in the quote has been removed from the online store at the Library of Congress. So, too good, huh? The poster includes Trump's quote, "No dream is too big, no challenge is too T-O great. Nothing we do for the future is beyond our reach." So, obviously, the Twitter users quickly spotted the error over the weekend, and the item was removed. An archived version of the listing, however, is accessible through the Internet Archive website. Library of Congress didn't immediately respond to any comments. Well, they didn't print the poster.
Yeah.
They just happened to have it out there.
Not their fault.
And so what? As a result, they were doing that to make fun of the president? Is that what that was? Is that what they're trying to
maybe,
tell
her? Maybe, I guess.
All right,
read into it what you may.
That's right. Bernie Sanders, the Bernster, was on CNN. And, right after he mentioned CNN and fake news, it seems that they lost contact with him.
Oh.
Yep.
Now, what they're doing is they're running audio of the president, who kind of had an impromptu news conference as he was flying down to Florida on Friday, which, again, the media kind of has to be on their toes here.
Mm-hmm.
This guy may do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen how they'll Skype questions in for the news conference, and he wandered back and, you know, chatted with folks. There's some audio. We're not going to play the audio, but anyway, let's pick it up as the anchor at CNN responds, and then we'll listen to the Bernster talk about it, kind of. So she says he was talking about, I believe, some sort of a, well, I'm not exactly sure, but he didn't have any evidence of it yet. So here we go.
He says he knows nothing about it, hasn't seen any of these reports. Is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was watching CNN fake news. What do you think?
Uh-huh. And then
what?
It was a
it.
Joke.
Yeah.
I know it was a joke. I'm saying you don't buy what he said, obviously.
Uh-oh.
Aaron?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Senator. I'm saying you obviously don't buy.
Yeah, they lost.
So
he said fake news, and all of a sudden, they cut him off.
Fake news.
I'm just saying.
And then the next thing you know,
yeah, like that, exactly.
And he's cut off.
Yeah. So, all right, we've talked everything about the Supreme Court, I mean, the Ninth Court, or is that what your tweets are about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, no, yeah,
let's
no.
See what
no.
he has.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay. Because let's just go ahead because we've already tipped our hand. We've got
Trump tweets.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Okay, let's go.
So that very situation we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Donald Trump tweets, while on fake news at CNN, Bernie Sanders was cut off for using the term fake news to describe the network. They said technical difficulties.
Fake news. Fake news.
And then I hadn't seen this. I guess Mark Cuban was maybe making some comments this weekend because he tweeted yesterday, "I know Mark Cuban well. He backed me big time, but I wasn't interested in taking all of his calls. He's not smart enough to run for president."
I love that.
And then just yesterday, again, just leaving Florida, big crowds of enthusiastic supporters lining the road that the fake news media refuses to mention. Very dishonest. Yes. So nothing on this Monday morning, but that was all yesterday. Yeah.
I think Cuban put out an article about how to win in a world where Donald Trump is president.
Gotcha.
Something
okay.
like that. It was
okay.
not particularly nice. So anyway, let's see. His job approval now is at an all-time low. It's at 40%. Okay, that's fine. Al Franken, who is going to be the Democrats' attack dog, apparently, said that even some of his Republican colleagues have expressed concern to him about President Trump's mental health. Franken says, a few, yeah, well, we all have this suspicion that, well, you know, he lies a lot. He says things that aren't true. That's the same as lying, I guess. Yeah, so, yeah, you're right. But get this.
Politicians lying? What?
I know, what? This is Jim Webb. Jim Webb, former Virginia Democrat senator, lamented his party's perceived move to the left. Heading into the 2018 midterms, he said, quote, when you can't have a Jefferson-Jackson dinner, named for Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson, which is a primary part of our celebratory event of the Democratic Party because Jefferson and Jackson were slaveholders, well, they were also great Americans in their day. Something different has happened to the Democrat Party. They've lost the key part of their base. He said, people who believed that regardless of any of these identity segments, you need to have a voice in a quarters of power where those folks have no voice. He said, we have lost the Democrat Party. We have lost the working people. We have lost flyover America. And you saw in this election what happens when people get frustrated enough that they say, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's hit it exactly right.
I mean, and I hate to be this guy, but, you know, everybody's coming, or the left, rather, is coming down real hard on America for our tumultuous past. Every country has a tumultuous past. Nobody is going after any other country for their tumultuous past, just us.
We were
just
all savages back in the day.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, that's exactly right.
And I hate, like I said, I hate to be that guy. I know that's a common, you know, thing to say in defense of America, but it's true. Come on.
But finally, and you may have heard this first here, Ken Starr. Remember Ken Starr?
Mm-hmm.
Known for his role in the Monica Lewinsky investigation during Bill Clinton's presidency. And more recently,
Baylor.
Yeah. Well, he is apparently in line for a job in the Trump administration.
Oh, boy.
Now, hoping this is a trial balloon and hoping they back down off of this. But he apparently is in line for some sort of a ambassador at large having to do with religious education and liberty. Again,
is he just, does he got a list of controversial people that he's trying to appoint?
I'm not
to
sure
things?
I'm just, you know, that sure hits close to home here in Texas.
It does.
And I'm not sure. I mean, all we know is what folks like ESPN basically say about the whole Baylor situation, but again, being 100 miles from here, maybe we feel it a lot more. And maybe if you ask people in Ohio, they don't know about all this stuff that happened while he was president at Baylor. But I can't believe that they're not going to vet a little bit more to go, oh, wait a minute, we better not do that because of what he did when he was at Baylor. So we'll see. But anyhow, Ken Starr in line for a job in the Trump administration. 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
People feel almost as close to their pets as they do to the other members of their family. Still, we're bothered when a teenager brings the car home out of gas, and we lament damage our dogs do to our gardens. Life is full of frustrations.
Our best goals as mature thinking adults will be to learn better coping skills. We're going to confine our comments to dogs. Teenagers are beyond this venue. I'll be back with details of Pets in the Landscape right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you have pets in your landscape, dogs specifically, and if they are pacing and creating pathways along the fence, you need to know they get bored. They hear noises in the alleyway. They smell other dogs outside the wood fence. They run back and forth along the property line until all the grass is grilled into the ground. You probably had figured that out. Maybe they take a repetitive path through your plants, trampling low shrubs and ground covers in the process. In all of those cases, your best cure will be to vary their routes. Use stakes, short fencing, containers, or any other means of blocking their access. Teach them to go different ways to get to their favorite places, and if you've tried all of that and still failed, develop them a little garden pathway of bark mulch, pea gravel, or stepping stones. Odds are that their route might also be useful to you. How about digging? Dogs dig for at least three different reasons. Controlling each of these types of behavior requires a different approach. For example, dogs dig to escape. Do what you must to make escape impossible, and your dog will soon tire. Some dogs dig to bury. Don't give your pet bones that call for interment. And finally, dogs will dig to hollow out cool burrows in the summer. Allow your dog one place to sleep. Maybe it's one burrow that's out of sight behind the shrubs, or maybe it's a box with actual bedding up on the porch. Do what you must to correct excessive digging. If the digging is within a flower bed, you must be able to use a roll-type mulch or even chicken wire to make that digging impossible. Then there's damage to trees' trunks. Bored dogs will peel bark away from the trunks of trees like fruitless mulberries and silver maples and others. You come home at night and the tree's been stripped bare. That's another sign of a bored dog, but you really can't take a chance because there's no way to save a tree that's been damaged in that way. Put some type of loose wire mesh around the trunk so the dog won't have access. Do not secure the wire in any way that might eventually girdle the trunk as the tree grows larger. And along a very similar line, be careful in staking a dog in your yard. If you use the tree trunk as your post, or if the dog could possibly wrap the chain around the trunk, the bark can all be worn off very quickly, and that will be the end of the tree. Conventional fences work very well at containing dogs, but I want to tell you the invisible fencing that goes down in the ground works very, very well. Landscaping the small spaces, that's the subject of our next program. I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In A&M women's basketball, Kyla Hillsman converted an offensive rebound for the go-ahead basket with 4 seconds left Sunday as Texas A&M erased an 11-point fourth-quarter deficit in a 61-59 victory over number 24 Tennessee. After trailing by 11 early in the fourth quarter, Texas A&M rallied to tie it at 59-all on Curtis Knox's three-pointer with less than 3 minutes left. The result likely will knock Tennessee out of the top 25. The Aggies return to action on Thursday at LSU. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Justin Leon scored 18 points, Canyon Berry added 12, and number 17 Florida overcame a lackluster start to beat the Texas A&M men's basketball team 71-62. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the loss.
We lost to a very good basketball team. I think Mike White's done a tremendous job getting his kids to play hard defensively, and they've got great confidence on the perimeter.
Robert Williams led the Aggies with 18 points and 12 rebounds, the freshman's seventh double-double of the season. The Aggs next pay a visit to Memorial Gym in Nashville, where they'll take on Vanderbilt Thursday night. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30, and you can hear that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball, three of the top 12 teams in the Associated Press men's basketball poll lost on Sunday. Seventh-ranked Wisconsin had won eight straight before Bryant McIntosh scored 25 points to carry Northwestern past the Badgers 66-59 in Madison. Number 11 Cincinnati ended a 15-game winning streak with a 60-51 loss to number 25 SMU, and Virginia Tech beat 12th-ranked Virginia 80-78 on Seth Allen's jumper with 3 seconds remaining. In A&M softball, the number 18 Aggies opened the 2017 season with a 2-1 victory in comeback fashion over the Lamar Cardinals Friday night at the Aggie Softball Complex. Meanwhile, the team swept day two of the Aggie Classic on Saturday, defeating Central Michigan 8-5 and Ohio State 9-1. And on Sunday, the Aggs knocked off Lamar 3-2 to close out the Aggie Classic with a perfect 4-0 record. The Aggs return to action Wednesday at home against Sam Houston State at 6 p.m., and you can hear the game on Willie 1550 a.m. In the NBA,
Rose taking a lot of time off. Now they're down to eight. Dribbles left, double team, gets to Anthony. Jump shot, Carmelo.
Good!
And now a timeout by the Spurs as the Knicks lead 92-86.
Carmelo Anthony scored 25 points, and the New York Knicks salvaged the finale of a tumultuous five-game homestand by beating the San Antonio Spurs 94-90 on Sunday. Kawhi Leonard had 36 points for the Spurs, who had their two-game win streak snapped and failed in their first attempt to secure what would have been an NBA record 20th consecutive winning season. Out on the ice, Philip Forsberg scored a shorthanded goal 6 minutes into the third period to put the Predators ahead to stay, and Nashville rallied from a 3-goal deficit to beat the Dallas Stars 5-3 on Sunday night. And at Pebble Beach, Jordan Spieth closed with a 2-under-70 to win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am by 4 shots over Kelly Kraft. Here's Spieth.
I've seen the lows. I've seen even more highs. Every win, you gain a little more confidence off the last one. And then, you know, when you have tough losses, you obviously figure out a way to learn from those.
Spieth was 19 under and becoming the second youngest winner of the event. He took control of the tournament with consecutive 65s that gave him a 6-stroke advantage heading into the final round. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's have a look at the weather, brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here you go. Look for a high temperature today of about 71. 59 for a low tonight, then 64 tomorrow. That'll fall down to around 43 tomorrow night and a 90% chance of rain. It is 67 degrees outside right now.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, it's 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station.